From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Zoran Alush, head of one of Syria's most powerful rebel groups, has been killed in an airstrike east of Damascus. It is seen as a significant blow to the armed opposition, bolstering President Bashar al-Assad ahead of a new peace talks scheduled for early next year. Unconfirmed initial reports suggest the airstrike that killed Alush was carried out by Russian planes. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a brief stopover in Pakistan and held talks with his counterpart Nawaz Sharif. That story now from Ayaz Ghul in Islamabad.
Pakistan's Foreign Secretary Ezaz Ahmed Chaudhry, who attended the meeting, told reporters the discussions were held in a cordial and positive atmosphere. He said the Indian Prime Minister telephoned Sharif late Friday morning and expressed his desire to undertake the goodwill visit, and the Pakistani Prime Minister welcomed the initiative as an important step to bring their rival nations closer. Chaudhry said the two leaders agreed to carry forward the recently resumed bilateral dialogue process and enhance bilateral contacts and work together to establish good neighborly relations. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Earlier Friday, while addressing Afghan lawmakers in Kabul, Modi called for greater regional cooperation to help the war-ravaged country overcome its challenges. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir has dissolved the country's 10 states and established 28 new ones in their place. Move critics say undermines the power-sharing deal signed in August after a two-year civil war. Rebel leadership has not yet issued a response to the president's action. President Kiir and rebel chief Riek Machar have repeatedly accused each other of breaking the peace deal. The week's rebels met in Juba with hopes of setting up a transitional government.